Hi, listeners. Welcome to our podcast, Shades of Identity. I'm Redora.
I'm Tasha.
We are cousins and we started this podcast as we want to explore the complex nature of who we are. We love to connect with people and we would love for you to join us as we discuss different experiences, perspectives and stories that shape our identities.
And don't we have some interesting stories for you?
Don't we indeed?
So, Redora, this is us on our pilot. Yep. Who'd have thought it?
Who would have thought?
I know. So when I was like, I think it was Christmas, wasn't it? And I was like, Redora, I feel like we should just start a podcast.
Yeah.
What was
and
your
the thing is, it's so mad because I was thinking exactly the same thing. And I was like, I'm going to message Taja, but I wasn't thinking podcast. I was thinking more like blog because you know how I love to write.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like a blog, but podcast is like literally just like the recorded version of a blog. So we thought, well, you know what?
Chatting our random crap.
Yeah. Well, it's not crap, Taja, actually. No, but yeah. So yeah, when you you know, when you actually told me what you wanted us to do, I just thought, well, my first thoughts were like, oh, I'm going to need some public speaking classes because honestly, the way I get tongue-tied and get brain fog when I'm nervous is absolutely ridiculous. But I absolutely love the idea. And as you know, I've been trying to do something media-related since I finished university 8 years ago.
You know what I love about you and about us? I think, like, obviously, we've got loads of cousins, but what I love about you the most is we can just come up with any DeLulu, and we just run with it. Like,
and we run with it, and we're always on the same page. We're always on the same page. I just don't understand.
Exactly, the same page. I mean, I'm not sure it's always the right page, to be honest.
It's not always the right page, but it's always the same page.
Exactly. So,
Tasha, would you like to just tell our listeners like what discussions we'll be touching upon in our podcast?
So I think my idea when I was like, let's do this, I work in mental health, and I think now we're kind of in this new age where even though you can connect with people anywhere and there'll be any place in the world, I feel like people are actually feeling more lonely, or people are lonelier than ever. Well, that's just how I'm kind of, or what I'm seeing. And I know that I'm seeing like a small minority of people. But I feel like if we can touch on, I guess, some of the things that we've been through that have led us to be maybe how we are, a little bit DeLulu. I feel like it just might help others because I think a lot of people think that they're alone or they're not, you know, they're different for thinking the way they are or doing the things that I do. And I think actually a lot of us are in the same boat, but we don't particularly connect with others enough to know that we're in that same boat.
And
if we can even just reach a small amount of people, then that would be amazing. So I think, you know, we can talk about grief, we can talk about mental health, we can talk about race, we can talk about being a woman, we can talk about all the things that kind of make us who we are, and just see where it goes. I don't really have a plan because I'm not a planner, so let's just see.
No, you're really not organized at all.
I'm not a planner, I just like to go with the flow. So
you know what, I feel like obviously the more that we started to plan what episode was going to come next and what was going to start on, what was going to finish on, I feel like we started on the most, well, the one that is, oh, excuse me. We've touched on grief. That is going to be our first episode, listeners. And I
Yeah.
believe that, you know, everyone goes through grief at some point in their life. So it's something that's very broad and something that we've, me and Taja both have actually gone through with our dads. We've both lost our dads. And that is why we believe that we can, through sharing our experiences and stories, can actually connect with you as our listeners, and we hope that you can also connect with us.
Oh, look at you being all beautiful.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I think like you said, our first episode is kind of about grief, and yeah, we've lost our dad, but I think it's kind of important that to note that actually grief can be for many different things. People
Oh,
grieve
yeah, of course. That's
lose
why I said
their
it's broad, it's broad.
homes, or you know, and I think it's such a broad, like you say, it's such a broad
Emotion,
yeah, and
feeling,
yeah,
you
and
know.
subject to kind of to think about. And it really
It's
kind of
overwhelming.
who you are, doesn't it? And I think that's
Yeah.
why we
Oh,
wanted
yeah.
to talk about that first, because it definitely, well, yeah, changed our lives.
Changed my life, it changed my whole outlook on life, it changed my identity, just everything's changed, absolutely everything. I no longer, and I remember seeing something. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna leave it to the actual episode because I feel like I don't want to give too much away.
That smile, I just love seeing that smile. I love seeing you animated.
Yeah, you know, it's, yeah, I'm looking forward to actually starting this podcast properly and really just like I said, just connecting with people and it gives me a sense to reflect on my life as well. And
I think that's perfect, like, and that's exactly how I feel as well. I think sometimes I, you know, I think one of the things we'll definitely touch on in the podcast is our spirituality.
oh yeah, definitely.
and part of like where I'm at, I guess, at the moment is, you know, I'm trying to embrace my shadow, or not embrace my shadow, but do my shadow work. And I think what I'm noticing is I don't actually like to reflect on my life too much. And I don't necessarily think that that's a good thing. I think, or maybe it's not a good thing, maybe it's not a bad thing, I don't know. But I think I struggle to think about who I am or what I am. And I think I struggle with that because actually a lot of the time, and that's probably why I've kind of thought about starting this, is I've never actually felt like I've fitted in anywhere. So if I start putting myself, I guess making myself vulnerable to how I'm actually feeling, yeah, it can feel quite uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, it's definitely uncomfortable. It's
But
just like,
you don't get any, what is it? What did I, one of them quotes that you see online all the time, you know, it success wasn't like built in the comfort zone. So I guess I'm trying to push myself out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we're both doing that because I feel like, you know, working the jobs that we do, you know, day in, day out, you know, mundane jobs, you're doing the same thing every day. And it's
I
kind of
wouldn't
just
say
like
my job's mundane. I think my job is
mine is.
I started, you know, I started in I work in mental health, and I'm really something I'm really passionate about. But I feel like I have become overwhelmed because of the way in which the services are stretched. And I don't know what the answer to that is, but all I know is what I'm finding at the moment is working within the organization that I work for, we cannot provide the care in which people deserve because we are underfunded, because we are under-resourced. And I think that's really sad. And I think that's where I'm struggling with my job because I didn't become a nurse to not help people, but I feel like the way in which things are now, it's really difficult to
Well,
deliver the care that I want to do because we're just firefighting and we're just dealing with kind of like emergency situations where actually perhaps they didn't need to get to that emergency situation, but you're not able to do the rehabilitative stuff because we just don't have I guess the time, and we don't have the time because we don't have the resources, and we don't have the resources because it's underfunded, and I don't know how to change that.
Well, you're doing your own thing. You're still helping within the NHS. Hats off to you because it is very hard. But you're also doing
Us,
this
we
where,
need to edit that.
well, obviously, I'm thinking now because you've lost my train of thought. I've got to get my train back. What was I saying to you now? No, you are still helping people because obviously this podcast is obviously like we said, we want to connect with people. We want to hear people's stories. We want people to reach out to us. We want people to know that you're not alone. You know, in this world, you're not alone. Taja and Radora are here, and we
Check
will be
you
here
out, Agony
for.
Anne.
We will be here for the foreseeable.
Just so you know, listeners, I actually call Radora Mystic D because she. Do you remember Mystic Meg? Used to look into her crystal ball before the lottery, and everyone used to be like, oh, please let it be me. But I call Radora Mystic D because she likes to be called D, and she's got a crystal ball, and I actually love to get insight from her. Radora, why are you looking at me like
I'm not looking at you at all.
that?
I would just love for the listeners to wait and hear that in our episode three, which is basically about spirituality. I would like to delve
You're just
deeper
saying
into.
what you're saved in my phone as Mystic D.
And my daughter calls you Auntie Coggy. Because listeners, there's something you need to know about Taja. She just knows things.
Don't.
I don't know how. She just knows things. And it's very, very, very scary sometimes. Like, she'll just sit there and be like, "You're pregnant? Excuse me." So, don't just throw me under the bus, Taja. You're
I'm
quite
not
good now.
throwing you under the bus. I was just trying to set the scene and say, let them into our lives a little bit because you are Mystic D in my phone. And that's fine if your daughter calls me Auntie Coggy, I'll accept that, Coggy.
So yeah, there you have it. Taja and I are really excited to have you on board to listen to our crazy conversations,
Yeah.
heartfelt conversations, and meaningful conversations.
I know some of them might be like harder than others. We might, some of them might be, we might be a bit funny. Some of them might get a bit deep. I definitely think episode one is quite heavy.
Very heavy.
And if you've got any questions or you're feeling, I don't know, you're feeling like you want to reach out, then, you know, we'll pin our contact details onto the end of this episode. We'll also put out some, I guess, some charities and places where you can reach out to get support.
We'll probably do that after the first episode.
We'll just edit that out then, you know what I mean? Look at you.
No, we don't need to edit it out. We'll just keep it in.
I also think that you are very bossy. I'm just out here tired.
I'm very bossy, Tasha. Spirituality.
It's 10 o'clock at night.
I'll be talking about horoscopes. Don't worry.
Okay, that's good for you. I was actually talking about, you know, if people are struggling, we should probably link the Samaritans. Okay. And you're like, oh, I'll talk about horoscopes.
No, I'm talking about horoscopes in episode 3, but you just kept talking over me. So obviously I just needed to get that out there. Yeah. Ooh. So
okay.
Sorry. You know, I really don't like people talking over me. I just don't like people talking over me. But yeah, as Taji said, we'll just put our links at the end. We'll also put our email where you can reach out to us as well.
Mm.
So episode one will be ready to listen to, I'd probably say, in the next couple of days. Like we mentioned before, it will be about grief and how that, you know, shapes our identity. We'll be talking about, obviously, the loss of our dads and how that's shaped our identity. We'll be talking about maybe, like Taja said, the loss of, like, houses, the loss of money and anything else, really. Just loss in general. Grief in general. So, we're looking forward to getting started with that, aren't we, Taja?
Yes, I am getting excited because I just love to see you animated and happy.
In my element, exactly.
In your element. That's it. I think next episode, though, can we not, like, record at 10 o'clock at night? Because I'm quite tired.
And no, we won't be recording at 10 o'clock.
Not working properly. So, good night, listeners. I am excited to have you on this journey with us.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to just be on this journey. For real. I actually can't. So we're glad that we got this started. And thank you and good night. We'll see you again. Well, you'll hear from us again in episode 1.